Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Sawona mlaleli egameni lihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha bingelelwa yimusizo wakwaZuma la sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokholwa. Last week we were talking about the significance and the importance of the word of God empilweni yakho in a spiritual battle, because sisakhuluma ngeyikhali zikamoya. So namhlanje I want to emphasize the rhema word of God in relation to the logos. And last week, just to recap a bit, besikhuluma ukuthi abazalwana abaningi, they don't want to walk according to izwi likaNkulunkulu. They no longer want to, you know, stay in the word of God. Lalela, let me tell you something about izwi likaNkulunkulu. Izwi aliziphikisi, iBhayibheli aliziphikisi. Ayikho leyo ukuthi iBhayibheli iyaziphikisa in the New Testament, kwathini in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament, and the New Testament complements and is a revelation of the Old Testament. Lezi zombili, this one is symbolic and this one, you know, it's more like a revelation of who he is. Because let me make an example. You know, in the Old Testament, in order for God to be amongst them, because uChrist ubekangakehli ukuthi azosifela ukuze izono zethu zizohlanzwa bese umoya ongcwele uyakhona ukuthi ahlale phezu kweimpilo zethu, ahlale ezinhlizweni zethu, uNkulunkulu wathi mabayenze the tabernacle and babenza umphongolo kaJehova. You know, that's where uNkulunkulu was amongst them. It was Emmanuel, God amongst his people. And wayenza, you know, one day I want to talk about the tabernacle of Moses, so that you can actually see ukuthi how it is actually a representation of who Jesus Christ is. Kwezethu impilo, it's just that laphayana kusebenza umuntu bese ngale in the New Testament kusebenza uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe. The very same things that he was expecting men to do, God is doing it for himself. That's why salvation is the good news, because you no longer have to slaughter, you no longer have to do anything. The only thing ekufanele ukuthi uyenze is to accept Christ and accept the finished work of the cross empilweni yakho, umvumele uNkulunkulu, and believe ukuthi konke lokho akuthembise kona nangempela it is due to you. Then you will see God doing things for you. Asadingi bazalwane ukuthi sifake izintambo, asadingi ukuthi siyogubha emageyidini wethu sigubhele izinto, asidingi ukuthi siyothwala nasemabandleni wethu senzeni. Konke kwenziwe esiphambanweni, uNkulunkulu uqede konke, zonke izimpi zanqotshwa. Wena udinga ukuthi kuphela ume phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. But in order for you to stand upon the word, you need to know ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyini. Now I said the written word of God is the Greek word logos, and the word logos, it means the whole revelation, the complete idea or concept of what God wants men to know. And then bese the spoken word or the rhema word, which is the prophetic word, which comes from logos, which comes from the verse. Unkulunkulu, sometimes he will drop a scripture in your spirit. It will always complement into eselotshiwe ezwini lakhe. Hallelujah. The word rhema, it is that prophetic word that is relevant to that particular situation. Empilweni yakho, when I prophesy and speak over your life, I speak based on what the logos says. Angdeviate. Angeke ngize uNkulunkulu angeke azakutshela ukuthi hamba uyenza izinto eziphambene nentando yakhe. Ngale in the Old Testament uNkulunkulu clear ukuthi akamfuni u1 no2 no3. Angeke azaguquke ngale athi hamba uyenza u1 no2 no3. For instance, uNkulunkulu uthi you shall have no other God. Angeke bese sima sengiprofetha kuwe ngithi hamba uyenza isithixo, wenze ini and then bow down, izinto zakho zizolunga. In other words, you know, whatever prophetic word I give to you has to be in line with the word of God. It has to be in line with what God has promised and what God has instructed us to do. So the rhema word, which is that prophetic word, it is the word but with a difference. You know, it's similar to logos, but the difference is the specific spoken word of God in a particular situation. It is a specific spoken word of God in a particular situation. So, for instance, if you have an incurable disease, abo doctor bathi ababoni nexi, sabathe bathe sithi senzani, akukho okuhlanganayo. UNkulunkulu uthembisile ezwini lakhe ukuthi ngemivimbo yakhe siphilisiwe thina. Then the rhema word of God is, by your stripes or by my stripes you are healed. That's what God can say to you, or that's what the Holy Spirit can speak over your life. Hallelujah. So the rhema, which is the prophetic word, which is relevant to that particular situation, must always be based on the word of God. And even if you want to hear from the Lord, uma ngabe ufuna ukumuzwa umoya oyingcwele empilweni yakho, zifundise ukulifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu. Because unfortunately, bazalwane, your revelation usually does not exceed the amount of the word intake in your life. The manner, normal, the extent in which God speaks to you will always be in line, and usually is in line. Sometimes kuyenze ukuthi kuhluke, but most of the time, the revelation when God speaks to you, it's always in line to what God has said in his word. This is uNkulunkulu, there is nothing new under the sun. Yes, God does new things, but uNkulunkulu yena uqobo lwakhe siqu sakhe, he is the same. He can cause you to do a new thing which esingayibona ezweni lakhe, but there will be something that will show ukuthi it is still God, you know, in terms of the characteristics of what he wants you to do. uNkulunkulu will always instruct you to do the things that are in line with that. So I want us to be careful. You know, as much as we like to use symbolic things, yes, sometimes we use oil, yes, sometimes we use water or whatever at that particular point in time, but we don't believe in these things, bazalwane. We believe in the word of God. We believe in the creator more than the created things. We don't believe in the created things. Those things are symbolic, you know. For instance, in the Old Testament, the Bible says where Israel was rebelling against Moses and against God, and they started speaking evil against them. Unkulunkulu wavumela inyoka ukuthi zibadle endleleni, and the Bible says they started dying because of the venom of those snakes. Mabakhala ku Moses ba repenta. Unkulunkulu wathi, I want you to build inyoka yethusi. Wathatha silver negolide wakha inyoka yethusi, and then wathi lift it up. Bese whoever looks upon it will be saved. Bese uJesu uphinde uyafakaza in the New Testament, uthi in the Gospels, njengalokho uMose waphakamisa inyoka yethusi, kanjalo nami ngiyophakanyiswa. And if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. It was a symbol eyokuthi uNkulunkulu uphakeme kunalezo inyoka, because he was speaking in relation to the language that the children of Israel understood. Ukuthi amehlo abo mawabheke phezulu. That's why lithi zikaNkulunkulu, amehlo ethu sibhekile kuKristu Jesu, engumqalisi nomphelelisi wokholwa kwethu. Our eyes must always be fixed on Jesus Christ. That's why kunalo mhlabelelo wesizulu esiwuthandayo kulezi insuku, othi ngiphakamisela amehlo ami ezintabeni, la usizo lami livela khona. Ngithanda ukusho ukuthi phakamisa amehlo akho kuJesu Christu. Amanzi, ama oil, and all of those things, yes, he has born as uNkulunkulu Jehovah as sebenzisa naye, but those things are not what we believe in. We believe in the creator. We believe in the word of God. We believe in God himself. Sima phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. Uma ufuna ukukhula enkosini, usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Yekela ukugijimisa amaphupho. Yekela ukugijimisa iziphiwo zikamoya. Gijimisa izwi. And then from that word intake, uNkulunkulu then will promote you to the next level where you will know how to rightly use those gifts of the Spirit. The reason why we are in a mess in the body of Christ today is because izwi likaNkulunkulu alisazi. We don't even know the word of God. Lalela, there is something that we don't speak about as the Church of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says ukuthi when Daniel was seeking the Lord, he went to the Lord and wayolo wayobheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu, by this time uIsrael bekufanele ngabe seka la according to one of the prophets. You know, so there is this thing esibiza ukuthi a spiritual calendar ekhona in the spirit realm. uNkulunkulu always has a plan and a purpose for every generation. uNkulunkulu always has promises, and those promises are written in his word, and they are in line with the word of God. But because asilazi izwi likaNkulunkulu, that's why kuneyiprofetho eziziyela le. Bazalwane, we need to know what God is saying to us in this season in relation to the logos, in relation to what the Lord has said in his word. Hallelujah. So empilweni yakho, if you want to experience victory in your situations, if you want to experience victory in whatever, noma ngabe usathane uthini kuwe, wena you need to remember ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini. Yabona, when you've got the, when you are full of the word of God, you become sober in situations. And those, that word intake, what you believe the word of God says or has promised you, makes you to have faith, which becomes a shield of faith empileni yakho. And then bese emva kwalokho you retaliate and you speak that which the word has promised or that which the word declares over that situation. Next week I want to talk about the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and how we use it. Sise sengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Until next week.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM. Radio for believers in action.